Nedarim, Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph, 6:1. This whole chapter deals with the connotations of various words in Mishnah Hebrew. That is to say, when a person makes a neder and he uses a particular term, what does that term come to include? So what the Mishnah is defining in all of these cases is what a person in that time and that place would normally mean by that term. And therefore, this Mishnah in truth has perhaps little or nothing to tell us about how we would rule any of these cases in this day and age, even if you're talking about an Israel speaking Hebrew, because the Shulchan Aruch, although paskens these issues, says clearly that everything depends on what normal people use, and if the usage of the word would change, so then the meaning and the connotation, the implication of the neder would therefore change as well. In any case, we'll learn the Mishnah best as we can. And here the first case is Hanoder Minha Mavushal. If a person takes a neder against eating Hamuvushal, something that is boiled, so then the term Hamuvushal, the boiled thing, would not include a roasted thing. Boiled is done in hot water, roasted is over the flame of the fire, and therefore Mutur Betzali, he could still eat a roasted food. Uvushaluk, and also a shaluk food. Now, according to the Bartanura, shaluk means something which was cooked in the extreme in boiling water until it became a kind of, you know, soft mush, almost like what you'd, you know, when you make chicken soup, after you take out the soup at the bottom of the pot there, there's all those like vegetables and maybe meat that's like, you know, like totally mushy. And that's how the Bartanura learns shaluk. There are others who see from this Mishnah clearly that if you can't have something boiled, for sure you can have something which is like overboiled, and therefore they reject that explanation of shaluk, and they say shaluk means perhaps underboiled, undercooked, like blanched. The other case is the word shaluk appears many, many times in the Mishnayos, and this machlokus persists throughout, and some Mishnayos read more like the Bartanura, that shaluk is overboiled. Others, like this Mishnah, makes it more hard to read like the Bartanura. But in any case, the Bartanura shita will stick to here, which is shaluk means overboiled. On the other hand, if a person says amar konam, he says konam tavshil she'eni toim. He takes a neder that would effect that he can't even taste something that's called a tavshil, like the word muvushalism, which is like also boiled in the pot at length. But the word tavshil means a cooked dish, and therefore the Mishnah basically understands that a tavshil in the time of the Mishnah was used to refer to foods that were eaten accompanied with bread, the lapis is a pas. Not so different than if you go to a Mediterranean restaurant today, they serve you like pitas with different soft, you know, what they call salads, like baba ganoush, hummus, tchina, etc. So the point is, a tavshil, a cooked dish, is something you eat with your bread, although in the time of the Mishnah they ate, you know, stews and things like we call chont with bread and so on. So there, asur b'maase kader arach, that would come to include any kind of soft cooked item, because they ate soft things with bread, like runny things. Umutter ba'ave, but something which is cooked in a pot, but it thickens and becomes like a thick clump, and maybe like what we call cholent, so then you wouldn't eat that with bread, and therefore would be permitted to be eaten. Umutter ba'beitas trimita, like a soft-boiled egg, again, not eaten with bread, as far as the Mishnah is concerned, therefore that wouldn't be included in the netter. Ubedala'as aramutza, and also this kind of dala'as, which is like a squash, like a pumpkin kind of, which is cooked in remet. Ramutza means cooked in like these like hot embers from the bottom of the fireplace, so the dalas is very thick, big, and needs to be heated for a long time at great heat in order to be edible. It's very bitter. The point is, dalas or mutza would never be included in something called the tavshil, and therefore, if a person forbids tavshil to himself, he still could eat the dalas or mutza.